This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. Fissure number 4, a smaller one that opened up Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still miles away from civilization. Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. A known trespasser was taken into custody by New York City police after a suspicious powder he allegedly left behind in a Hyatt hotel room caused a maid to become sick on Tuesday. A 55-year-old man was taken into custody. Charges against him are pending and have not been released. NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy said explosive material is believed to be the powdery substance.
Since the substance had been cleaned and was no longer visible in the bathroom, fire department swabbed various surfaces of the room, which initially indicated that there was a possible trace of amount of explosive substance.
Let's get an update on the possible railroad strike. Tim Berg in Phoenix reports.
President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This was in a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
USA Radio News.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state during the severe weather event. Damage will be assessed by the National Weather Service today. Tornado threats today include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken today. With calls for impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the complaint is that he's out of his league in handling the security at our Mexico border and then lying to cover up his inept actions. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, she was on Newsmax Tuesday and had a thought on the Biden administration now taking air marshals off of planes and putting them at the border.
Look, they're desperate. First of all, we have to take back the House finally in January and at least hold the Biden administration accountable, including investigations into Secretary Mayorkas, who's created this. But the air marshals have a job to do. They have a mission that is not to go to the southern border. But the Biden administration's desperate. Why not just finish the wall? It's costing us millions and millions of dollars to not finish the wall because we're violating contracts that we've signed. And also it helps slow down the flow of immigrants into the border, which helps reduce the stress on the border agents.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's hump day all over the country. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we got Scott Powell with us, the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill, it's really great to be with you.
Always enjoy our time together. So as the author of Rediscovering America, how are we on our timeline in terms of recovering, Scott?
Well, I think that we are in a better place today than we were certainly 4 or 5 years ago and more. And I'll tell you why, because the corruption which has permeated our government, I mean, the corruption that has been there for decades. Mm-hmm. Political corruption is just part and parcel of the way things evolve, and there's corruption everywhere. But I think many people were still living with the perspective that they had from their childhood and so forth, that America was the shining city on a hill. And indeed, our founding documents make us a shining city on a hill. The founding of the country, if you go all the way back to the Mayflower, just a remarkable story what the Pilgrims did. Mm-hmm. Our history has so much virtue in it that so many Americans have just assumed that, you know, we are this great country, but the reality is that corruption has enveloped our system. Mm-hmm. So while the institutions are still there, the Constitution is still there. It hasn't been taken down. We still have the First Amendment, the Second Amendment.
Right.
But we know that they're trying to take it away from us, and they're violating. Our Constitution is being violated on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people are waking up, and they can see it with the medical tyranny in America and globally. Mm-hmm. They just see it on so many levels now that Americans are on the verge of really a spiritual enlightenment.
I think so. I agree.
That will really bring about fundamental change. We can't rely on the political system. Political reform, while it'll be part of the change, the real source of lasting change is in the spiritual side of life.
Yeah, it's from the inside out, no doubt. And we can be thankful for COVID and these other interventions. You might say God is trying to get our attention, and you know, the pain has been increased here. And you're exactly right. It's going to happen at the street level, as all things do. Politics is downstream. Downstream, the culture. The culture is infected. And this is what the culture is starting to realize. And they're not, I mean, they're just seeing manifestations of it in the political system. And I mean, I mean, you think about where we are right now, Scott. I don't know how we're about as messed up as you can be right now. You know, I'm just saying, this is like, so the people have to.
Bill, pause. I agree with you. I don't generally say it only because I feel like as a public persona, I don't want to say things that really create hopelessness in people in the listeners' mind. So, but it's important to be truth tellers, and we have to confront that we do have these deep endemic problems now that we've got to deal with, but we've got God on our side.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is, and I get it. I'm sensitive to this as well with you, Scott. I can agree. I don't want to be the harbinger of hopelessness. That's not what it is. I mean, the reason America is where it's at, I mean, you look at the traditions of humanity, it gets bad. It gets bad enough they do something about it. I mean, you know, day one in history of man, we've been created in God's image in such a way that, you know, we can be stupid and act stupid for a while, and then all of a sudden we wise up and we right the ship. And I think this is where we are. We're at that point, like in the book of Judges, you know, we're doing things according to our own eyes and realizing, hey, that's not working. And when the pain gets severe enough, then we'll say, okay, we need to get back to first principles. And this is my rallying cry, you know, to the American people and to our audience. We've got to return to first principles like you're talking about. And this will be an organic movement of people coming and realizing, as Winthrop pointed out and envisioned us, and I say us, this country, being that light on a shining hill. What does the light represent but God himself? The goodness, the values, all the great attributes of Almighty God that were being manifest through the pilgrims and through the early founding of our church, and we've lost our way. Our light has dimmed a bit, but people are squinting and they're not seeing as clearly as they used to, and it's because the light, thank God, Scott, and I'm with you, I don't think the light's been totally turned off, and so that glimmer of hope gives me a lot of hope
right now. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you.
But the light's still there.
Yes, exactly. And so I have hope. I have hope because of the hope giver. And it's interesting we talk about hope because this is the first week of Advent. And that's what the first week of Advent is all about, is hope. And that's what you're talking about, is that you're looking at it, and even though it's bleak, it's okay. It has to get bleak in order for us to understand there's a clear difference between being stupid and being smart.
Yeah, said another way. When things are so messed up and when there is so much deceit and falsehood on pretty much every level of our institutions now, can you think of an institution which is not corrupted in America? I mean, our educational institutions.
When you talk about all the three-letter agencies of our government,
law enforcement,
are all corrupt.
Our FDA,
exactly.
Our healthcare, the administration of healthcare, you would think that would be sacrosanct. You know,
yes.
The healthcare doctors take Hippocratic oaths, and the assumption is that the whole medical establishment is really there to do the best for the health of the people. And yet we could see through COVID that our whole healthcare administration was corrupted and deceitful, and we've had these horrible results. So the good thing is that people are seeing that the deceit, the falsehood everywhere in every institution, and that will drive them to the point that, well, if I can't believe in any of these, what can I believe in? Well,
exactly.
We can believe in God, and we can return to the Bible, where we can rediscover those great truths that enable us to get through the valley of the shadow of death. I mean,
right.
We are passing through tough times, but we'll, you know, everybody, I guarantee you, your relationship with God can be greatly enhanced when you're going through difficult times.
Exactly. And the reason we know that, Scott, because it's been done before. This isn't something about, oh, we've got to wait for some miracle on high. I guess in some cases some people may think that. But the fact of the matter is that America has passed through heavy waters like this before. And it's interesting. In time in history, you look back, even with the children of Israel, you know, they did it their own way and they realized it didn't work. They turned back to God. It starts getting good again. So, it's a matter of time by his grace and mercy that his creation returns to him. And, it's God's sitting there waiting for us, God, just saying, hey, look at him.
That's right.
I'm here. Right.
Yep, it's absolutely true.
That in itself, that in itself is a miracle, maybe.
God is waiting for us.
Amen. Yeah.
We need to prepare ourselves to meet him.
Right, exactly. We've got to go to break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're spending time with Scott Powell here. It's such an honor to have him with us. So stay tuned. We've got more from him after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Scott Powell continues with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, again, we're grateful and for this book. I'm telling you, America, you need, if you do not have a copy in your hands, you not only need to have it in your hands, you open it up and read it, okay? Because this will encourage you. When we talk about rediscovering America, it's not like we're you know, discovering America like our founding fathers, like the Pilgrims initially did. It's already been done. We just need to, you know, find America and find ourselves in the process, right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get criticized as a nation for our, you know, for our past, for the beginning. You know, the 1619 Project argues that, you know, systemic racism, racism became systemic because it was part of our founding. You know, at the time of the founding, the Constitution, you know, there was slavery and that we sort of codified it. We codified it. In fact, they argue that it goes all the way back to Jamestown. These people don't understand history. Let me share with your audience just a couple of simple.
Real quick. Let's just say, because every time this comes up, first of all, you know, some of this stuff is theoretical, so I give it about as much space as the theory should handle. It's been, you know, peer reviewed now in such a way that it doesn't hold water. But go, you know, I want people to understand it in that context. We talk about the 1619 Project, but it really needs to be exposed for what it is, Scott.
It really is, yes. Yes, it's a Marxist effort to take down America, pure
right.
and simple. But many people don't realize that in our Constitution, when the Constitution was, you know, was drafted in 1787, which came on the foundation of the Declaration stated Jefferson's vision was cast. Mm-hmm. He said it was a self-evident truth that all people were created equal, right? That's right there in the Declaration. That was a vision that Jefferson cast. Now, we know it didn't exist because slavery existed in America and it existed everywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. When the Constitution was drafted, they knew that slavery was such a big issue that they couldn't solve that problem and also get a completely new government document drafted. But what they did do is in Article 1, Section 9, they outlawed slave trade. Slave trade had to end after 1807. It was a 20-year period. They allowed slave trade to continue. But in 1808 and thereafter, there would be no slave trade in America. America was the first nation to outlaw slave trade, the first nation in human history, okay? And simultaneous to the Constitutional Convention, there was the Continental Convention was going on. That was the legitimate government. It was replaced by the Constitution, but they were operating under the Articles of Confederation, and they were debating on what to do with the Northwest Territories. This was a separate convention. It was happening simultaneous to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. They were probably blocks apart in their two different meetings. And in that Continental Convention, they decided that slavery as an institution, slavery would be outlawed in all of the Northwest Territories. That was codified by our government in 1787. That's a clear indication of who we were, you know, our attitudes at our founding. And so this 1619 Project analysis is just nonsense. It's BS. It is bad history. It is a lie. We have a great heritage.
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate you pointing that out, Scott, because, again, this is what we have to do. We have to, you know, we have to remember these things. I mean, even in the Bible, it's said that, you know, 365 times closely to that, we're told in some form or fashion to remember. And, you know, the question is why so often? Because we're so likely to forget. And what's scary yet, just even in the process of our own humanity and not holding on to these positive memories, then you have the intrusion of these theories and ideas, like these, you know, these Marxist ideas that are coming down and being presented like as if there's something fresh. Well, they themselves have a history. And what goes along with their history is human carnage, devastation. There is nothing in the history of Marxism, communism, socialism that you go back and say, you know, there is an America parallel in terms of all the greatness and exceptionalism that America has demonstrated in its 246 year history. I mean, can you tell me anything you know, that would compare to America that came out of Marxism, communism,
no,
or socialism?
Right. No, Marxism isn't really about a socialist utopia.
Mm-hmm.
It is about destroying Western civilization, which is based on the family. It's based on free enterprise, individual rights, individual freedom, and limited government. And communism, which is the fulfillment of Marxism, is a system developed by a very few people, very few intellectuals, with no experience. They were alienated, maladjusted, megalomaniac people. I'm speaking of Marx himself, his entourage of Engels, Lenin. They're all crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
And the system they created is one in which people have no rights. People have no property. It is ruled by force. And it is a concentration of power. And that always leads to corruption. So there is no comparison. You can't get... You really can't improve on the constitutional freedoms, the checks and balances that mitigate corruption. There is no other place in the world that gives people more opportunity to be creative, to fulfill their destiny.
Exactly.
You know, where the image of God can be revealed through people because people are different, and it's only when they're free that that image, that unique image that God gave to each individual can shine and flourish. This is America, and let's not lose it.
It's true freedom when you're able to express the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with. That you not only get a chance to express them because our very nature and what is embodied in the infrastructure of our DNA, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, there is that growing dynamic. You cannot be static. You have got to continue to develop those gifts and talents. And I find, Scott, when that is in operation, people are at their happiest.
That's right. Yes. You know, when I grew up, life was so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And people were happier.
Yes.
With all our technology, all our gadgets that consume us and so forth, with all of the, you know, the ease of life, if you will, all these gadgets are supposed to make our life easier. But are we happier?
Yeah.
No, I would argue that we are far less happy than people at earlier times. And when you travel around the world, when you travel to poor countries where they have nothing, you find that those people very often are truly happy. Mm-hmm. They have joy in their life, particularly if they've been exposed to Christianity, as so many Africans have been.
Exactly.
There's a happiness and a joy among people who have nothing but Christ and God that is just quite overwhelming.
Yeah, without a doubt, because they've got the best of the best at that point. And the question in this modern age that must be asked when anything intrudes into the culture is, does it add or take away from our liberty?
That's right.
You know, whether it's social media, whatever, just go right on down the line. You know, you need to ask that question, that critical question. Is it going to add or take away from my liberty? Because that, I mean, when you look at our Constitution, as you mentioned, our Declaration of Independence, the congealing point was this was about liberating the forces of the American people.
That's right.
And to me, Scott, that gets me so excited to see my fellow man being the best that they can be and having a structure to where they can be, you know, satisfied, where they can be fulfilled and be fully free. I mean, that's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I want to just take a moment, and I want to...
We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Your audience everywhere listening, that the best thing that they can do to help you and to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show, because Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives, and so many people need that. So please help Bill grow his audience.
People who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state. Today, tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at multiple exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. Number 4, a smaller one that opened up on Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still many miles away from civilization. Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you. Great to have you along with us. We're going to talk about money. Nothing wrong with that, huh? You feel like you deserve to make more money? That's a good question. Well, the CEO of Good Money Framework and host of the popular Good Money podcast is with us right now. Derek Kenny joins us. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Bill, it's great to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
No, I appreciate having time on. Anytime we can, you know, leverage the assets of the American people and our audience here and for them to be more free and fulfilled. And, you know, because, you know, a lot about this, Derek, and I'm sure in your experience as well, there's not a whole lot to do about making more money. It's just kind of understanding the rules of play. And if you do so, you will find that the money ends up finding a way to come to you, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And I'll tell you a quick story. I think many of your listeners can relate to this. There was a woman named Debbie who came to see me a couple years back, and she was feeling overworked, overlooked, and underappreciated. And she was an administrative assistant in her job. And she said, Derek, I want to make more money, but is changing jobs the only way I can do that? She had a real problem. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, before you do that, let's examine your current job and see if there's ways that you can make more money that you're not thinking about. And I asked her 3 questions. I said, as an administrative assistant, what could you do right now in your job to increase sales for the company, reduce expenses for the company, or help grow the sales for the overall business? Mm-hmm. And we racked our brains, and then she really thought about it. And what she came up with was a strategy and a game plan that in her current job, she could actually help the company make more money. So she goes to her boss with a couple of ideas. Her boss loves it. Within 6 months, she's making $10,000 more than what she was making before. And how she did it was, which was interesting, her boss was always complaining about Derek, you know, telling Debbie, I'm overworked. There's no time to bring in new business. And so Debbie described a strategy where she would actually offload some of the lowest revenue clients onto her. She could get licensed to service them, which would free her boss up to bring in new business, and it actually helped grow the business. And so wherever a person is right now, if you ask yourself those three questions, how can I increase sales, reduce expenses, and help grow the business, you're going to be more valued, which will then create the desire to get paid more money, and they're going to want to keep you because you're helping grow the business.
Exactly. And you've improved your asset quotient with the organization, haven't you?
That's exactly right. You know, so many people make this fatal mistake, and they bang on their boss's door, and they say, look, either pay me more money or I'm out of here. Well, the reality is, with the job market like it is, unless people really wanting to work, they're going to pay you more money. They may throw that 4% cost of living raise at you. But ultimately, until you're adding more value, and here's something for people to remember, everybody's favorite radio station, besides this one, of course, is WIIFM, which means what's in it for me.
Yes,
and if you can always appeal to your boss or the people who are in charge of your company of determining how much money you make, if you can add more value and you can show ways where you're actually thinking like an entrepreneur inside of your company, you're going to stand out. They're going to want to retain you and they're going to want to pay you more. And if they don't, you can always jump ship and get paid more somewhere else.
Exactly. And then your boss is going to go, why did I let that person go out the door? You know, because and you will end up, you know, proving yourself and realizing that, look, we all deserve to make more money, including the business. But if you don't think about that, the business is in business to make money, and you just see yourself as another cog, you know, in the machinery, then you just get absorbed and you mediocritize yourself. What you're doing here, Derek, is you're elevating, you know, the employee to such a way that really leverages his natural abilities and skill set, aren't you?
You know, I'll tell you a quick psychology story. So I read this recently where, let's say, Bill, that you're working on something that you want to improve. Well, let's say, for example, that you want to lose 10 pounds and you're like, you're working hard, you're eating better, and you're seeing results, and you're thinking that your family and friends will also see the results. But oftentimes they don't. But if you do this one thing and you say, you know what, over the next month, I'm going to work on losing 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. If you see me making progress, would you let me know that to encourage me? Well, now what you've done is you've enrolled them in watching you make progress. And so the point of this is that when you go to your boss and you say, look, I've come up with a game plan to help our company make more money, save more money, and do better. Over the next 3 months, can we work together to put this into place? And if so, can I get a raise? Well, now you've enrolled your boss into helping solve the problem. And if you can do that, that will automatically, we've seen this across the country where there's like 98% success rate, it will almost guarantee you a raise because now your boss is working with you side by side to help you make more money for the business. They can't help but want to pay you more because they see your drive and initiative. But it's exactly because you told them what you're going to do and you enrolled them in the solution.
Now, these ideas that you're sharing with us right now, and I cannot thank you enough for this insight. And I know for some people it is common sense, and it reinforces that, which is a cool thing. And we need to be reminded of this. Now you have this all embodied in your new book, Good Money Revolution, right?
That's right. So I wrote the book. It came out just a couple months back. And the purpose of the book is when I meet so many people that tell me, Derek, I'm not paid what I feel like I deserve, or I feel like I should be making more money, or I'm simply tired of someone else telling me what my economic value is. Mm-hmm. This book is a customized, proven plan that wherever someone is right now, whether they own a business, work for someone else, or they got a dream of launching their own side hustle, how can they make more money? But how can they do it by tying a cause to their cash, a purpose to their profits, meaning to their money? And what I talk about in the book is story after story of not just asking for more money and adding more value, but really asking yourself, is there a cause that you care deeply about? Is there a wrong you want to right in the world, an injustice you see? and then using that as a motivation to go make more money, to do more good. And I'll tell you a quick story. In my book, there's a woman that I did quite a bit of research on, and she talks about how if you and I are watching like a TV commercial and we see an ad for a car or a product or service, our mind watches it and we register it and we decide to just discard the information or do something with it. But if we see a visual where, for example, with the World Cup right now, where, hey, if you make a donation, they're going to donate soccer balls to third world countries, or they're going to help improve water or homelessness, our brains respond to a giving message in the same way, get this, as though you're looking into the eyes of someone you love. Mm. I just thought that was such a powerful imagery that our minds are geared toward. We want to do good. We want to give back. But the problem is people feel like they don't have the time or the money to do it. And what my book talks about is what are practical ways that you can begin to give more money now, but use it to do more good, which motivates you to make more money. Gone are the ways of I want to take money out of my savings account and give it to this charity where it's a lose-win situation. Mm-hmm. This is a win-win where you can lay your head on the pillow at night knowing that you made an impact in people's lives, and finally, you are making the money that you've always wanted and you deserve.
Derek, it seems that those principles, in a good way, they're tied together. You can't get one without the other. Am I understanding what you're saying here?
That's exactly right. And one thing I do want to mention for your listeners, that we do want to get the book into as many people's hands as possible because it's changing people's lives. They can go to goodmoneychapters.com and download the first five chapters completely for free.
Wow.
That's goodmoneychapters.com, goodmoneychapters.com. But one of the other stories in the book, which I think is interesting, is
30 seconds left. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this concept of bad money beliefs, and so many people have been raised thinking that they're limited by how much money they can make, or their family tree doesn't generate opportunity. And I really want to come against that with the book and let people know, look, your past has passed. And what you choose to do today and going forward will dictate your success. And you simply...
Derek Kinnick, thank you for being with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. Guess who we're talking to? The Kendrick Brothers are back, and we're going to be talking just in time for the holiday season here, the streaming of their latest film, Life Mark. Steve and Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good to be with you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I wouldn't miss this for the world. I always enjoy our time together because I appreciate your heart, you know, your love of Jesus, and that you live your life out loud and proud, and it's an encouragement to us.
Well, good. I hope whatever we do, if it draws people to the Lord, we're okay with that.
Yeah, and Bill, we grew up seeing hypocrisy in the church, but we saw authentic Christianity lived out at home. We have two bold parents that are still living their faith in their 80s, and so we know that we're standing on the shoulders of giants, and we want to be a blessing. We love the body of Christ in all of her brokenness. We know that we're broken too, but Jesus is the best thing we got going on, and we're never going to deviate from that.
Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for, no doubt, Alex. You know, I was talking with somebody else earlier today that, you know, what other nation on the planet reserves and dedicates a day like Thanksgiving?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the truth is, we talked about Thanksgiving on Sunday. Being grateful is actually one of the secrets to finding contentment in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. And being ungrateful actually leads to theft, adultery, murder, jealousy, anger. And so, man, for us to focus in on gratefulness, it's a really good thing at the core heart level.
It puts God on the throne, doesn't it, Alex? I mean, because God says, you know, come into my presence with, you know, with praise and sacrifice of thanksgiving, right?
He does. And, you know, the greatest thing we can do in that relationship with the Lord is to honor him. You know, I teach my family and my kids to follow the ACTS acronym when we're worshiping and praying. First, we adore the Lord. That's the A. We adore the Lord for who he is, not just for what he does for us, but the fact that he's the one that's God. Let's adore him. Then we confess and get right with him because he is the focus. And then the T is thanksgiving. We thank him for all he's done. And at the very end, you bring your request, the supplication, you bring your request to him. So when we do family devotions and times of worship over Thanksgiving and other times, we follow that and adore and chase the Lord. He is the greatest thing you and I have in our lives.
Amen. Stephen, I want to talk about, you know, Life Mark. I mean, the response to Life Mark, you knew you had a hit on your hands. I mean, this touched so many people. It has really brought to the forefront the option of adoption.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about how love chooses life. Let's not make this political. Let's make this about love. You know, Jesus called us back to love. And if you take the pro-choice, pro-life argument and you put those together and add love to it, love is going to choose life. And so we would encourage people, forget about the politics. You know, think about the compassion at every level. Compassion for those in unwanted pregnancies, absolutely. But also compassion for the child in their womb, compassion for those that cannot have children and would love to adopt. And we want to show compassion even through LifeMark and through this digital release for those that have had abortions in the past. They're bearing the weight, the guilt, the depression of that, and how they can find forgiveness and healing as well. So this movie impacted people at rocked them in the theaters because it's a true story. It really is not a political film, but it is very inspirational. You're laughing one minute, you're shedding a tear the next. The Rotten Tomatoes reviews were shockingly high, and the people that were watching it didn't just say, I enjoyed it. They said, this changed my life, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. So we're grateful that PureFlix is releasing it right now. People can stream it through PureFlix.com, and then it's coming out on home video for purchase on December 13th, along with our other seven movies. So everything we've produced in the last 20 years is going to be available for purchase and will be a great Christmas gift starting December 13th.
You see, I think Rotten Tomatoes, the reason they gave it such an incredibly high score is because Alex still can't learn how to throw darts.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's right. It's harder than you think.
No, I get that. There's no doubt about it. That's why a lot of us guys could relate to it. Plus, you know, but we were cheering you on that maybe you could win one of those races, at least, Alex.
You know, it's interesting. We had the real people when we were shooting the movie, and the real Melissa Coles, the mother who placed her son David for adoption at the beginning of the film. She walks out of the abortion clinic at the last second. In real life, she races ATVs and has been skydiving and is an incredible knife thrower and her nickname is Sure Shot because she's so accurate with shooting weapons. And so to meet somebody like that, we're like, man, we don't have to add any. We don't have to create any action for this film. We'll just show what they really do in real life. And so it was fun to do that. But yes, it was to throw knives, which we really did. I'm not accustomed to throwing knives, especially not accurate. So it was fun.
Hey, you were throwing them at a target, so that's okay. nothing wrong with that. Stephen, you know, we just celebrated World Adoption Day, again, bringing the importance and limelight to adoption in this movie that both you guys gave us earlier, Show Me the Father. We saw how adoption is very personal for you.
Absolutely. You know, I started off where I supported adoption, you know, in concept in other people's lives. I think this is a good thing. You know, James 1:27 says that people need to be reaching out and taking care of the most vulnerable among us, the widows and the orphans. And so, but I didn't really think that God was calling my wife and I to adopt. And then he spoke to our hearts and told us we needed to be open to it. So the whole journey of us adopting a baby girl from China, she went from being an unwanted burden in a communist country to being a beloved blessing in a Christian home in America. And now she's 11 years old. She's had a life-saving heart surgery. She's doing well in school. She's full of joy and life and brings so much joy to our family. And so I highly recommend that people support adoption, and whether they do it by adopting themselves or they support families in their church or community, it's a beautiful thing. And for kids that don't have a mom and dad, that are waking, who cry and have no answer, you know, who have the needs and the burdens with no help, man, God's heart is a heart of compassion for them. And he says, I will be a father to the fatherless. And he says, I will place the lonely into families. And so we would tell people, just like LifeMark demonstrates, let's tell the true stories of adoption and show people how amazing it is. Because you see in the movie LifeMark how a married couple adopting David not only transformed his life, but their lives. And that they are so grateful for the mutual blessing that can come. It's not always easy, you know, going through that process and helping this child deal with sometimes abandonment or abuse or those things in the past, but it's always worth it. And we would tell people, you know, absolutely be open to adoption.
And if I can just refer again to Show Me the Father, Stephen's story, how that came out. I mean, down to the point where, you know, his reluctant really thought about adoption, thought about he's on a plane. He happens to note in his Bible a date and a verse. Did you know that whole story before, or is that what's coming about?
Well, as it happened to him, you know, he shared it with us because it was so eye-opening when they realized the day his daughter Mia was being born is the day that the Lord spoke to his heart on the airplane, and he even jotted down the date February 14th in his Bible. And so later when the adoption happened and his wife said, "Hey, what day did the Lord speak to you?" And he said, "Oh, I wrote it in my Bible." He goes and opens his Bible and he sees that the date he wrote down was the day she was being born. Mm-hmm. So that's the fingerprints of the Lord all over this.
Amen.
So yeah, the Lord's saying, "Hey, a girl is being born right now and I'm calling you to go take care of her and raise her and love her." And man, that's not a coincidence. And so when we were putting together Show Me the Father, we talked about that and agreed this needs to be a part of this documentary, and how beautiful it is that the Lord knows and sees all of us, loves all of us, and has a plan for all of us if we will listen to him.
Alex, we got to wrap things up. Remind everybody of this true story, Life Mark, that celebrates life, adoption, and forgiveness, that's now available on streaming, and how they can find out more information about Life Mark.
Sure. So starting today, November 22nd, you can go to PureFlix.com and stream Life Mark today. Then on December the 13th, you can get the Blu-ray, the DVD with all the special features, tons of special features. You're going to love it. And that's going to be a great Christmas gift. And in addition to that, we also have a disc coming out with all of our other movies on one disc.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So one packet. So it's one packet you'll be able to get. And so you can get everything we've ever done on December 13th. But we're asking people to use this as a ministry vehicle. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. It's going to grab your heart, and it's ministered to so many people. And so you can go to lifemarkmovie.com for more information.
Now, do you have some outtakes there of where you're throwing, you know, steam? Yeah, as your.
You know, some directors get upset when people mess up on set. Alex laughs and he's like, "It's going on the blooper reel," you know. So we actually do have funny outtakes that are on there. There's very inspirational special features on the Life Mark disc. Whether it's the Blu-ray or the DVD that people are going to love. There's some about adoption. There's some about the making of the films, the action sequences, the de-aging special effects that we did.
Oh,
and then also
right.
Someone sharing how they healed after an abortion and how people can do that. So it is packed full of solid gold content.
Well, we can't wait for it. Stephen and Alex Kendrick, the Kendrick brothers, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You too, Bill. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Take care.
All right. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from